This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Wednesday, the 13th of October. The EU has announced proposals to slash Brexit checks on some goods under the Northern Ireland Protocol. The ban on chilled meat entering the country will also end, and the plan also includes a 50% reduction in customs paperwork required to move products into Northern Ireland from Great Britain. The cuts in red tape will see an 80% reduction in some of the checks. European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic is confident going forwards.
Today's package has the potential to make real, tangible difference on the ground. The reason why I am so confident is simple. We have listened to, engaged with, and heard Northern Irish stakeholders. And our proposed solutions are direct, genuine response to concerns they have raised.
A warning from a global shipping giant suggests there's no end in sight for port congestion, the shortage of containers and escalating freight costs. The chairman of Dubai Ports Company DP World says the issues are going to take a long time to resolve. Some Christmas supplies coming into Felixstowe in Suffolk had to be diverted to Europe, and CEO of the UK major ports group, Tim Morris, has told Times Radio Britain won't escape the perfect storm of problems.
There is an ongoing surging global demand for goods travelling by sea, and at the same time we've had to cope with the response to the pandemic and also the initial stages of Brexit border changes. Against that, the crisis of HGV driver availability and ports are very much the sort of jam in the sandwich between those two pressures.
Vladimir Putin has dismissed suggestions Russia is using energy as a weapon, calling them nonsense. The Russian president says the country is increasing its supplies to Europe and that he's prepared to increase gas supplies even more if it's needed. Speaking at an energy conference in Moscow, he also said Russia will aim to become carbon neutral by 2060 at the latest. Essex police say 35 people have been arrested after Insulate Britain activists blocked the M25 again. Campaigners glued themselves to a slip road in Thurrock in Essex this morning, despite an injunction being in place. Retired GP Diana Warner was one of them and told us why insulating people's homes is so important.
It's the best step to level up Britain and communities by providing hundreds of thousands of jobs locally, hopefully through local firms, and hopefully with sustainable materials that won't harm the environment. So we can do it so that houses are cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no,
yes. How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.